Good morning, Dale.
Well, is there trouble in paradise with Blake and Gwen? The Shelfani updates, will they soon come to an end?
No, they will not. Now they're on the, quote, verge of a split since she called off their down-home country wedding in Oklahoma. But they never had a wedding planned, and Gwen continues to post on Instagram. They're still very much together and happy.
Okay, well, you know, he is teaching her kid how to drive. What is he, like 12?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Not. I wouldn't want Blake teaching me how to do anything.
He could teach you how to drink.
No, he could not. Karen from Little Big Town recently saw something that had to do with their hit Better Man. Karen said some girl must have been mad at her boyfriend, and she wrote the song's lyrics all over his truck in white chalk.
Ooh.
Ow. As for the German Shepherd puppy Chris Young got for Christmas, he now has an Instagram page under Porter the Dog. Chris says one of his New Year's resolutions is to spoil Porter rotten.
You know, I was down in Memphis for the St. Jude seminar, and I missed the first big concert of the year. It was Chris with Lanco and Kane Brown at Silverstein Eye Center's Arena, and I hear it was an amazing concert.
Oh, that would be. Dierks Bentley had the official opening for his Honky Tonk Whiskey Row on Sunday. It's a three-story historic building on Nashville's Lower Broadway. Several of his friends came by to perform, like Thomas Rhett, Lanco, Cole Swindell, John Party, Maren Morris, and Brothers Osborne. Finally, Lanco performs on The Ellen Show today. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.